So you have this big, ambitious vision for a digital transformation, but the technology that's supposed to support it is holding them back.
Well, that's where things get really interesting. The IBM report then goes on to point out a bunch of other challenges. It seems like things were actually even more complicated than just the siloed systems. Girl Scouts was trying to handle a ton of projects all at the same time. The report talks about parallel work with dependencies, which is just a fancy way of saying they were juggling like a lot of things at once and everything was kind of connected.
Sounds so stressful. I can't imagine trying to manage a bunch of complicated tech projects all at once.
Right. And the report really highlights how this created a lot of pressure to get things done quickly, sometimes even before everyone really understood what was actually involved. There's this one quote that really stuck with me. It says, "The work should drive the date of go live, not just an ideal date, and then you have to fit the work to make it happen."
Oh yeah, that's so true.
And it seems like this was happening a lot, setting these really ambitious deadlines, but maybe they weren't giving the IT staff enough time or resources to actually do things right.
Okay, so we have the outdated technology,
Yeah. Bunch
of projects happening at the same time, and maybe even unrealistic deadlines. I'm starting to understand why that IT team member sounded so stressed.
Yeah. And this brings us to the third key takeaway from these documents. It seems like Girl Scouts' whole way of managing IT also needed a big upgrade. The report mentions that their processes were kind of all over the place, their governance structures weren't clear, and they didn't have a solid plan for dealing with the growing demands of the digital world. And this is where it gets really interesting, especially when we think about your focus on the IT team. Remember, you wanted to figure out what their role was in all of this.
Absolutely. Like, were they just following orders or were they able to push back on some of these decisions that were being made?
Well, the IBM report actually lists like six major risks to digital transformation being successful. And one of them, risk number four, really sheds light on the potential disconnect between the IT staff and the people in charge, the leadership.
Okay. Tell me more. What is risk number four?
It's called delayed building of foundational architecture elements. Basically, it means that some of the most important parts of a successful digital transformation were being put on hold. The report specifically points out things like an API gateway, single sign-on systems, and data management platforms, all these things that are really important, but they were being delayed.
And why were those things being delayed? Was it just a matter of not having enough time or resources?
It's hard to say for sure from just these documents, but the report suggests that these foundational elements, they weren't considered as important as some of the more flashy customer-facing features. It's possible that there was a disconnect between what the IT staff knew was needed and what the leadership was pushing for. And that leads us to a really crucial part of this whole story, the Volunteer Systems 2.0 project, VS 2.0 for short. It was a massive project with a lot riding on it, but the IBM report clearly states that without those foundational elements in place, VS 2.0 was probably going to run into delays, glitches, and maybe even make volunteers less happy.
Oh, no. So it's like they were building this amazing new house for the volunteers, but they forgot to lay the foundation first.
And this is where it really starts to feel like the IT staff's warnings were being ignored.
So they knew this big project was at risk, but they still went ahead with it.
It seems that way. And remember, all of this is happening while Girl Scouts is dealing with all these other issues like membership going down, spending going up, and not enough support for staff development, especially in the IT department.
Wow, it's like everything was going wrong all at the same time. They're mm-hmm. trying to do this digital transformation, but their technology is old, their processes are messy, and they might not even be listening to the people who know these systems the best.
Yeah, it definitely paints a picture of a really tough situation. But the story doesn't end there. IBM did have a solution, a way for GSUSA to get through all this.